Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning, how are you? We are going to be live in Sydney this morning ahead of the Girls in Green playing on the largest stage of their careers. That coming up in a few minutes' time. Also on the programme, white sandy beaches of Donegal as two bales of cocaine worth €2 million wash ashore in the northwest. Housing for all or housing for some? A massive discrepancy emerges between how many new houses the government says we need and what officials in the Department of Finance calculate. We are in hot water now. How is marine life coping with the heat waves at sea? A decent burial. We speak to the man now responsible for the exhumation of the mother and baby home bodies in Tuam. Text us this morning on 51551 or you can also email todaycb@rte.ie. I want to begin this morning in New Zealand with two separate things, really. The agony and the ecstasy. The ecstasy, New Zealand co-hosts in this World Cup have just won their first match, 1-0 against Norway. They've played 15 matches previously in the World Cup, never won one of them. This is the first time that they have been successful, and not just successful against former tournament winners Norway. So you can only imagine the level of celebration there. It is, of course, marred by what you just heard in the news headlines there from Carla O'Brien about a spree shooting in the capital, Auckland. The incident took place just hours before the tournament actually opened. So shortly before we came on air, before we had that result in the match, which is literally only in the last 2 or 3 minutes that the full-time whistle has blown there, I spoke to journalist with TVNZ Dale Zion to get the very latest on the shooting. I started asking him about the sense of shock on what was supposed to be only a day of celebration.
Yeah, 100%. I've been covering the Football World Cup for the last 9 weeks, and we've all been building up to today, and the events that had unfolded in downtown Auckland overshadowed the build-up a little bit. It was, definitely a shock. It's one of those things you can't quite believe, because in New Zealand these things never really happen. But look, the morning there were a lot of unanswered questions. We didn't know what was going on. The downtown Auckland, which is full of commuters at that time of day, was in lockdown. So, yeah, definitely a shock. But, I mean, moving on for the rest of the day, I've been outside Eden Park. I'm at the game at the moment, and the atmosphere is positive. It's absolutely electric. It was acknowledged at the start of this game. They did a minute of silence and honoured everyone involved. But definitely a mixed day today, one of celebration and one of sorrow as well.
And probably the right response, not giving the shooter the attention that they probably think that they deserve. What details do you have of what it is that actually happened?
Yeah, so like I said, it was a developing situation in the morning, but as far as we understand now, three people have been killed. One of those, the gunman, he was a 24-year-old male who was out on home detention, had an ankle bracelet on, and had a shotgun inside a construction site in downtown Auckland, and opened fire before opening fire on himself in the elevator. The downtown Auckland is open at the moment. It's still being treated as a crime scene, of course, that construction site. But that is, as far as I'm aware, that is the latest.
A standalone incident with no apparent political motivation, according to the Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins.
Yes, that's right. And the police commissioner has told us and is on the record of saying that there is no ongoing risk to the public. This is an isolated event. There's no sort of indication that there were any motives, political motives, racial motives behind this attack. Put no extra threats on New Zealand's security.
You famously tightened up your gun laws in the wake of the Christchurch shooting in 2019. Are firearms still widely available, or would this person have had trouble getting one?
Those details aren't quite public yet on how he managed to attain a shotgun. But I think in that regard, there's definitely been a tightness in the rules in that regard. I think this is, again, an isolated incident that is unfortunate. A weapon ended up in the hands of a wrong person at the end of the day, and the consequences were felt.
As has been said by the authorities, a standalone incident, no heightened security risk. You're there at Eden Park now. Is there any evidence of ramped up security at all?
Well, we were told by the Eden Park officials that security presence would be increased in the wake of this. I've been to Eden Park many, many times, and you don't really get the feeling that there is increased security presence. That's probably where we can't see it. But certainly everyone is in great spirits here. It's a World Cup opener. There is an increased presence, but you don't really know it, or you can't really see it, if that makes sense.
This might be news to you, but that commotion behind you, I think, might be New Zealand going 1-0 up against Norway.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I'm just in the stands. I thought I'd come to a quiet place for you, but of course, it always happens. I'm not nipped out to get some hot chips, and of course, they score.
Well, maybe you're the reason. Don't go back to watching the match.
Keep giving me a call, and we might score some more goals. Yeah.
We'll call you back for an update in the second half. Zion Dale, thank you very much for talking to us.
Appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.